What's going on, guys? You are listening to the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name is Luther O'Kale. It is Monday, July 27th, the day before this podcast is due, and I am back in Kansas now, and it really sucked leaving California. And it really hit me hard, actually, when I was leaving, but then it really hit me hard today. And it was awesome to go home and see my people, see my mom. It was the first time I've seen my mom in over a year. And it really, really, like, hit me. And I was able to actually do a couple things in California. In fact, make a little history on the podcast by going live with my friend Armand Banks. Go check out his podcast, Something for Fathers, especially if you're a father. Because, man, just listen to his podcast now, and it's totally Armand, if that makes any sense, for the people that know him. And it was fun to have him on mine, and we had a two-hour conversation about anything and everything. And we're kind of setting it up for me to come on his, which is weird because I'm not a father. I'm just really excited to get this done. I've also done a few things, which I'll talk about at the end of the podcast. But I was really racking my head on what to talk about this week, just with everything, with coming back, with going to work immediately, with all this stuff that was going on. It's like I didn't really have a chance to kind of sit down and think about it. But it really hit me today when I was having lunch with our superintendent's son, Dr. Bedell. And we were just talking, and he plays basketball. And, you know, he's pretty confident in basketball. He's a senior. His basketball, his basketball season is going to play, even though with COVID and all that stuff. But we were just talking, and somehow we got on like the topic of credit cards. I can't remember how exactly we got there. And he was like, yeah, I remember having a credit card company come talk to me when I was like 12. And I was like, huh. And that just reminds me of the time before I got mine, or when I did have mine, but I was, you know, doing the responsible thing, so to speak, by like, if I ever use my credit card, which is the same thing now, I rarely ever use it. And, you know, paying it off immediately and all this and that, just being like, he doesn't know anything about like interest rates or anything like that. And I sat there, I was like, man, when I was his age, I didn't know anything either. Like, I remember when my mom told me about the credit card and what it actually does, I threw that thing away from me as fast as I could, and I gave it to my mother, because I was like, I don't want any part of this. Because it feels like it's free money, but it's not free money, so to speak. And I sat there and I was like, man, it's crazy that he doesn't know these things, and he's a senior. He's about to go into college, and like, college is the first time for a lot of people that they're like, you're by yourself. You really get to make your own decisions. And it's like, you don't know anything about life. And he said this one thing. He's like, what the hell am I going to do with a periodic table? I mean, no, I'm not talking crap on science, obviously. But it seems like we're being taught, or we were taught, or we're going to continue to be taught, like, the wrong way. It seems like we've been getting taught the right, like, the same way since, like, the Cold War, when we put a huge focus on math and science because the Russians beat the U.S., to space. And it seems like we've been basically taught the same way. Sure, standards change and things change, but like, we should adjust. And the only reason I'm bringing this up now, besides the fact that we had a conversation, was that I feel like quarantine was a good quarantine was a missed opportunity in terms of education and curriculum. I mean, right now we're arguing, like, Betsy DeVos and the Trump administration's like, if you don't put your kids in school, we're not giving you money. Not sitting here just not completely acknowledging this pandemic and how it's just so dumb. Just put a mask on. But also, I mean, put the right mask on, because I was on YouTube yesterday, watched this couple of Minnesota wearing swastika masks, which really they were just bandanas, but they put over their faces. And they were at like a Walmart, and of course it would happen at a Walmart. The only thing that would make it even better is if that happened like Florida. But Florida got its own damn problems. So the only real reason I'm really bringing this up is that it was a missed opportunity in terms of adjusting curriculum. We've already had to adjust for schools having to go virtually or not, especially with the second wave hitting and then COVID numbers obviously on the rise in California, in Florida, in Texas, and it's going to be rising everywhere. Like even here in Kansas, schools are on a delayed start. They're not starting until September. So I get it that I'm not saying put wholesale changes in curriculum, but that seems like a year-long task just to wholeheartedly change curriculum. But really think about it. Whoever's old enough and you're not in school anymore, what kind of life skills were you really taught in high school? Like, I can remember one life skills kind of class, and it was pure resources, and I didn't take it. I took woodshop instead. And nothing in woodshop transfers to me today. Look good on my college apps, though. I don't even know what happened in Pure Resource. Maybe my high school was different compared to whoever's listening to this as high school. But what life skills were you taught? All of a sudden, you're 18, you're picking a college to go to, which is costing thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the school that you go to. You don't know anything about credit cards or bills or taxes or anything like that. You don't know anything about those. The quarantine could have been a great chance to start introducing those classes. Maybe they are being introduced. And hell, the schools that I work now, they're teaching graphic design. I would have killed to have graphic design in my high school. I would have literally killed to have that shown, that I don't discover it in college and feel like I'm so far behind everybody else. I remember everybody in my class seemed like they knew exactly what they were doing, and I'm sitting there like, I don't know anything. The one life skills class that sticks out to me in college or in America was marriage and family. That basically set the foundation for how I view relationships and how to just treat your fellow man. That's what that class set how I feel about marriage in particular. Marriage is so sacred, right? But it's not just, you know, you get married and that's it. It's all the work that needs to continue to happen every single day to make sure that the marriage is as best it could be. Because I mean, we've already seen not too many people are married like our previous generations, 40, 50 years. And you know, they can just tell when you see like an older couple, and then they just love each other. You look at them in a way that as a young person, you're jealous of. It's all right, because I'm jealous of them. But also ironically, that class, of course, also with the relationships around me and what I've seen, makes me not want to get married. I only want to get married like, maybe I'm just being naive, I'm being like optimistic or anything like that. I only want to get married once. And hell, you've seen a lot of people getting in divorces and things like that. People can't even stay faithful. The thirst is real. I can't tell you how many married women have hit on me and all that stuff. And I even brought it up here. One of them I literally used to work with. And I'm like, yo, you got kids. And I'm sitting there like, how come I respect your marriage more than you do? And I say all this kind of in a roundabout way to bring back to life skills. Like, we don't know those. My generation doesn't. Gen Z doesn't. The generation after that doesn't either. What happened that we just kind of got here, that an entire generation feels like they're completely unprepared? Maybe entire two generations, where at one point we were like, our generations were eating Tide Pods. We have such a short attention span. I'm going to sound like a real boomer this episode. Like, we have all these kind of problems. And no wonder, like, an older generation looks at us like, oh, what the hell is wrong with these kids? They don't care about anything. They have no motivation. They have no this, no that. And we still see ingenuity. But then the younger generation, my generation, is now in a position to make its voice heard. But you're not listening. Like, hey, college costs too much. Why the hell do you think all these students and all these young people got behind Bernie? Bernie's like, at least he understood the problems. Hey, college shouldn't cost this much. Healthcare should be free. All this and that. Well, I don't agree with everything that he said. He definitely appealed to the younger generation. And so the craziest part is when my generation finally gets in power, because it's not even our parents' generation. It's their parents' generation or grandparents' generation that's still in power, holding on, watching Mitch McConnell saying, I don't want to give out another stimulus check. It's like he truly does not understand. Watching Nancy Pelosi and all them take a 9-minute knee for Eric Garner. And I'm like, that's not what we need. How is it this hard for you guys to understand what actually goes on when you leave your fucking office? Or when you leave the Capitol? It's like so many things are so fucked up, but it's just the fact that my generation, the generation after us, the generation even after them, will be taught no life skills, for real. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's like, if my mom never told me, I would have walked into college completely unprepared for bills, to do my taxes, to do all these things. All of a sudden, you're after college, you're thrown out into the world, you're an adult, in quotations, but you don't know anything. You all of a sudden, all these credit card companies are calling you and sending you shit, and all of a sudden you apply for a credit card, you max it out, and all of a sudden you're in debt. That's what happened. You're just in debt. Now what? Win the lottery, pay it all back? I sat there and I looked at Dr. Bedell's son, and I was so worried. Like, maybe this is how like a father would feel. Like, I was so worried about his future and all the pitfalls. Not just talking to him like, man, college is going to be different compared to high school. Trying to give him the best advice for mine. But I deliberately chose a small college because I knew I would not survive at a big college. I just knew it. Because my butt would be trying to live that American pie life. You know, all those fucking ones like the spinoffs and shit that just go straight to DVD. I knew I wouldn't survive. So that's why I went to a small school. I got out of college with minimal debt. Now we're fine over sending our future to schools during a pandemic and threatening their future, for real. Their educational power, which even the way they're being taught wrong the way it is right now, but we're even threatening that over politics. It seems like in America, we only care about children when it's convenient. Still let priests all over the nation rape little boys and little girls. It's not even that. Like, I'm going to Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all these things. I mean, I'm not even going to go racially. I'll call Armand. I'll call Corey. I'll go do that if I want to get into that. I sit there every day before the pandemic and I'd see kids struggling. All of a sudden, they got to be instant adults, go to work to support their family. The parents can only teach them so much, right? Because they also have to support the family, or if the parents even there. How are we supposed to help that kid once they get the check and obviously they spend on make sure their family's okay and they have whatever money they have left? How are we supposed to teach them what to do with that money? Okay, they're still kids. They're gonna want shiny stuff. They're gonna want the new J's, all that. How are we gonna teach them how to save? Maybe invest. Teach them how interest rates work. Maybe stop them from applying for like a third credit card. How are we gonna teach them how to do that? We don't do it in school. Maybe a student will walk up and talk to a teacher after class, maybe. It's like we have failed multiple generations here. Where we still have these old expectations about when like a woman meets a dude and she's like, oh, I don't want a man that lives at home with his mom. A man gotta have a steady job, this and that, blah blah blah. And you can say that you don't, but you can, as a woman, you can say that you don't like care about those things, but you do. Dudes care about it if it's a complete other thing. But those are older expectations. What if the best way for him to survive, or the guy to survive, is to live with his parents? Not going into debt because he's trying to go out there on his own and he's not prepared. I'm not sitting here saying you just rely on them and you just kind of milk it, because obviously the people do that too. But it's like, no, like, what if that's the only way they could do it? Maybe in other countries it's different, but it seems like in America, hey man, you're 18, figure it out. And then you have all these temptations, all these things, that all these big decisions that you're supposed to make. And you're not prepared. It's weird at 18, all these things that you can do, like, except for what, three things? Maybe four things at 18. You can't drink. You technically can't rent a car without the extra fees. You can't run for president. And maybe you can't run for office in general. But you can do everything else. Credit card. I don't know. Donate organs. And do all these big things, huge decisions that you should really consult with an adult. Because even at 18, you're not. You're not. Quarantine could have been our chance to really introduce those things. But, man, we had all these other things going on, man. People are dying everywhere. The United States is out here just like, we running the COVID show. George Floyd died. We had all these things taken away from it. But, man, we missed an opportunity here, in my opinion, to make sure our kids enter, especially the seniors who are leaving school, getting ready to go to college. This is the most unique senior class, maybe, since the Great Depression. Since World War II, maybe, I don't know. How are we supposed to, like, they're just going to go to college and everything's going to be okay? No, things are different. They're more vulnerable than ever. I could only imagine what these kids are going through, and I do not want to be in their position. I left high school in 2011. Obama was going for his second term. Like, shuffling was a big thing. I have an MFAO and like, every day I'm shuffling. That was me when I left. Remembering how scared I was to travel all the way across the country to go for college. Even with my family being here in Olathe. This is probably going to be a shorter podcast, but I just sat there and was like, there's so many things we could be teaching them to get ready. And then I'm sitting there like, is chemistry really that important? Shouldn't we tailor school to be like, oh, the kid's interested in this, instead of forcing these arbitrary subjects? Like, the minute I left geometry class, I knew I was never going to use it again. I love history, but I don't use it. Is it really a good idea to wait till college so kids can kind of know what they want to do? Shouldn't they be kind of working on that in high school? Should college really be that expensive? That college is getting more and more expensive, but the standard of cost of living and all that stuff is just staying the same? Or college is getting more expensive? Cost of living is going up, but like, our wages are staying the same? And we are literally crying like, hey, please help us. This is the problem. And you guys, and the older generation, people in power, are just like, eh. That's not our problem. realizing how much everything has costed more than they were in school. And I get it that things also cost less back then, but my goodness, it's so much different now. Society's so much more different. There's so many more temptations. And also, there are also new ways to make money. I mean, hell, if you get really good at Call of Duty Warzone, you can make money for that. But there's so many other ways for you to lose money. Hey, if you're really good at Fortnite, you can make money. But you can also spend money. Reading about this kid who spent $20,000 on Fortnite. That's his parents' money. But that could have been his money. Now his parents are $20,000 in debt over a video game. And I get it, Joe Rogan got in some trouble for talking about video games and how addictive they are, because they are addictive. You know, he used jiu-jitsu as an example, but he made it seem like everybody who practices jiu-jitsu for 3 years can be a black belt and open their own school. And I watched this video by Upper Echelon Games where he kind of describes what Joe Rogan said. Joe Rogan said, technically said the right thing. He just said it wrong. He was right, but he said it wrong. The way he talked about it, he talked about video games and all that, was like, it applies to the broad number of gamers, which includes me. That we can get so fixated on a game, realizing we haven't really done anything. What have we really accomplished? But man, you can say that about a jiu-jitsu guy. Like, he could get really good at, he could get so fixated on jiu-jitsu, but what have you really accomplished? Okay, even if you become a black belt and all that, does that mean that people are actually going to come to your, and like, you're going to have students, you're going to teach them? What if you're a terrible teacher? What if you're not charismatic? What if all these things? Just leaves you thinking, huh? Like, what classes should be taught? Should we make high school more of a college atmosphere that students are able to pick what they want? Because this is their lives, right? That they're starting to figure out. Instead of telling them, hey, this is how you're supposed to think all the damn time, and then all of a sudden, when they're 18, we just throw them out on the street and tell them, like, you got it. Not everybody has the support of two parents. I didn't. Not everybody has parents who are supporting like I did. I had one parent who supported me through everything. Not everybody has that. There's so many different obstacles to people. Like, how come a kid isn't going to school? Oh, crap. He had to work two shifts to make sure his family ate. Or he's make sure his little brother ate and made it to school. So now he's tired. So he can't do that. We got to be able to adjust. And I'm not saying the small minority here. Like, we should be able to adjust to our students as a country, to understand that I think the way that we teach students now is not working. Look at where we rank in all these subjects and things like that. Athletically, maybe, but we're not good at soccer, which is actually the world's national pastime. We're good at football, basketball. Track if the Jamaicans don't run. I don't know. The way we're raising our future, the way we're molding them, is wrong. And it's weird at 27 that I'm thinking that, because I was molded in that way. Corey was molded in that way. Armand, who's 30, was molded in that way. And they had to figure it out through their own personal beliefs or the support around them to kind of learn all these things, when these things should be taught to us so that we don't leave high school so unprepared. But now I'm just going around the fucking issue, and I'm tired. So just as you're thinking, just answer this question for me in your own head, or send it to me or whatever. Like, what classes or what things should be taught in school? Do you think college should be more like, I guess, elective driven, to so to speak? Like, kids should be able to just pick their class instead of being on a set schedule. Because, to use myself as an example, I do not care for math whatsoever. Thank God I chose graph design, and thank God I love graph design, because the weird thing is there is math, but there's not math in graph design. I had to take one math class in college, and I was good. And I took that first semester and never seen math since. I don't care for science either. Should I have a basic rudimentary understanding of science? Yes. It's like, to a certain point, it's like you're just throwing like water or something into like into just an abyss. It's not just me, it's everybody. All these lessons, all these time that we're doing this, and we're wasting valuable time, where instead of science or math, to learn how to do my taxes, learn how to pay bills, learn how to properly have a credit card would do more work. Would have a bigger impact. So basically, that's my question to you guys. How do you think, or what subjects, so to speak, should be taught to our future? That's the main reason I call this episode That Disenfranchised Future, or Disadvantaged Future. Because they're walking into the real world at a complete disadvantage. But let me go on to a little bit of a lighter note. So for those of you who follow me on social media, know that I've been up to something. I've been stuck in the mud for a while, and you know, apart from my job, which I love, and some other things, I kind of just started, like, I just made a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram page called Okeo Designs. And it's just like me taking concepts that I see, and I actually just started with myself, and kind of making them a reality. And I'll be doing some of my friends' businesses, just to kind of, hey, this is what I would do for them if I was their graph designer, and things like that. Just kind of a way to challenge myself. I'm not looking to make any money off of it or anything like that right now, maybe even ever, but just like, huh. My portfolio website's up, so if you go to okeodesigns.com, you can see it. Still some kinks need to be made, but like, it's all basically there. Like, it's a lot of hard work. That's the thing that I've been talking about. I've been working on for over a year, trying to make sure that is done right and well. And then just kind of, you know, challenge myself even more than I am now. I feel like some people will take that the wrong way, and I'll have to answer those questions eventually, but nothing's really happening. Just a way to challenge myself even more. So, yeah. So guys, if you guys want to check that out, go check out any of my social media pages at Okeo Designs, all lowercase, or go to okeodesigns.com and check it out. Something I'm really, really proud of, all the hard work putting into it, from, man, just those cold nights in the winter, making sure that everything worked out, all the links were well, and all that stuff. Shout out to Wix. Shout out to Audio Library for providing me with some music that I can use. And all that stuff, man. It's been really fun to kind of get all this together. So, and I can only see what's going to happen in the future. Because next up, Scotty, if you're listening to this, I am going to be your imaginary graph designer, and how I would work on your business. But it's a graph designer. I look at a whole bunch of logos and things like that, and I kind of just reimagine them in my head anyway. So kind of putting pen to paper, so to speak, is going to be really awesome to do, and we'll work from there. But anyway, guys, if you guys have any questions for me, or you guys want to talk about this episode, even tell me what subjects you would like to be taught to school, especially if you're a parent. You can follow. You can send me a message on any of my social media pages at YCMWT. You can call the podcast at 805-529-2698, or leave or text it, or you can leave a voicemail. You can email the podcast at myycmwt@gmail.com. I just hope we do right by our future, huh? I just hope we do. But anyway, guys, stay safe. Please be careful out there. COVID ain't no joke. Even if you don't take it seriously, just wear a mask, even if it's not for use, for the person next to you. Also, don't wear any swastika masks. All right, even if you are rich, just don't do it. Eventually, you say that and the wrong person whoop your ass. Whatever, you don't care. You're not going to listen if you're going to wear a swastika mask. You've already kind of set your mind. So, you guys take care of yourselves. I love you guys. Just this kind of topic is going to bother me for a while. But also, got something kind of special planned for next week. Well, we might be going live again. I'll let you guys know during the week. All right, bye, guys. Love you. Stay safe.